Hi everyone, it's Chloe.
And Paige!
And
Jimmy!
Yeah! So today we are going to be talking about Silver Dollar City. And we have, of course, our guest speaker, Jimmy. And he works with us, little lesser known fact, and writes these sports stories.
More known fact.
Maybe a little bit more known than me and Paige, but known nonetheless. So today's topic is, of course, we're bringing it back local. We're bringing it back local today. Local-ish. Branson's kind of. Local?
Well.
I know y'all been to Branson.
I've been to Branson.
It's paradise on earth. So.
I don't know about paradise, but.
Hey, it's close enough.
It is. It is.
So I obviously have a lot of built-up knowledge about Branson as I lived nearby. Paige?
I went like 3 times as a kid, and then my intermediate school was 5th and 6th grade, and we Same. Would, every year, our choir would take a field trip down to Branson, and we would sing, and then we'd get to like walk around and play all the rides. And
so you're well versed.
A little bit.
I went like once when I was 4 or 5 years old.
Oh,
I remember. All I remember is fire in a hole. And that's all I went. And then I went, not until about 2 years ago, took my daughter there for the first time as an adult. And it's, and then we got season passes this year. And it's been an awesome experience for the two of us. Aww. So, yeah, this is fun.
See, one thing, though, is I've never gone during Christmas. So I haven't gotten to experience that.
I haven't either. And going sometime between now and Christmas, hopefully.
Hopefully.
I have been at Christmas.
Aww.
Twice.
Because isn't it like Christmas?
Oh, it's Christmas.
Like they deck
it out there.
They're excited.
Yeah, I went for Christmas one time, and it was packed. Well,
really?
The first time I went, it was like so cold. It was so busy. But the second time I went last year for Christmas, and it wasn't that bad. So they maybe
like,
it's important.
Wait, like Christmas Day they're open?
I don't know. I mean, I don't go on Christmas Day. I don't think they're open on Christmas Day. That would be crazy.
Right? That's what I was thinking.
So, yeah.
I thought you meant like you went on Christmas Day, and I was like, those poor, poor workers. I couldn't imagine getting in historic cosplay
no, literally.
On Christmas Day.
My aunt actually used to work there.
Honestly, I'm hating. I would love that.
Well, she worked at the candy shop.
Oh,
take you to the candy.
Was it like taffy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Taffy.
So I would like to hear, I would, I love outsider opinions on Silver Dollar City and Branson. So who wants to go first?
I have one thing I want to bring up, and it is, I have like I will never forget this until the day that I die, that the one time I went as a kid, we went up to the jail cell in front of the flooded mine?
Yeah, it's on like where you go into the jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on, like, that main street by Grandfather's Mansion and such.
See, since that time, I have had a insane fear of mannequins. Because there is a little mannequin in the jail cell, and they have a little speaker in the corner that makes, like, groans. And I was, like, 5 years old, and there's a picture of me standing with my siblings sobbing, crying, holding onto the bars. And I just remember screaming, being like, let me out. And my older brother was just like, let me hold the door shut. And I'm like, no, he's going to eat me.
And it smells like Silver Dollar City in there. And he's snoring so loud.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
He'd be snoring.
I have a very irrational fear of mannequins.
That's okay.
It's been awesome. As a lover of roller coasters, and now my daughter, who's 11, has also adapted. Like, the love of roller coasters, it's been fun seeing that. My one regret is that I've gotten older. I can't do rides that spin. I can do Time Traveler because I didn't spin that much. But like this really fast spin rides. About 10 years ago, I realized I rode a ride that spun. Didn't feel well afterward. I was like, Ooh. Oh, I've hit that stage in life where I'm old. Yeah. Aww. But other than that, no, it's been awesome. And it's a good walk. It's a workout of a day.
It is.
Like that, and then this is that last hill. I'm sure, Chloe, you probably noticed that.
Oh, my God. I hate
brutal.
That hill.
Yes.
It's actually called The Hill. If you note the sign on the hill, it's called The Hill.
That's, wow, really creative.
Mm-hmm. Well, and actually, with the rides, I love roller coasters.
I do,
and
too.
My dad does, and we used to go kind of like Jimmy does now, back when I was a youngin'. missing
long,
it.
A long time ago.
Yeah, a she long says time ago. As a teenager. Well, yeah, I used to be scared of roller coasters, but
really?
No more. Yeah, until my
was
dad.
Was it like a height thing?
It was like the upside down thing.
Me too.
Yeah.
But for those familiar with the World of Fun, the Orient Express, which I think is no longer a thing. I wouldn't go upside down. It just was weird. Until 8th grade, to take a class trip there, and I was like, but a friend's like, Jim, you gotta try it. I'm like, all right, finally tried it. And I was like, this is awesome. What was I missing for all those years? So I took to my daughter, her first one, I think Wildfire. I think it was upside down, right? Her first ever roller coaster. Scared the living daylights out of her. Like, because the upside down and everything else. But still, the fear of going upside down has also been a thing for me. But luckily, I passed it at age like 13.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I also got past it pretty early. We used to go to Elish Gardens in Colorado. Because we used to live there. It was like an amusement park. It's like Worlds of Fun.
Oh, okay.
And that was where I rode my first ever roller coaster, and my dad hyped me up. And he was like, it's not that scary. And he kept looking at the girls in front of me. And like people would come back down after getting off the ride. He's like, they didn't die. Now did they? And he like pulled them.
Look at them. They're breathing.
He'd pull them aside. Right? He'd pull them aside and be like, oh, did you die? No? Okay. See, Chloe, they didn't die. Like he's so funny.
Oh my
God. And so Silver Dollar City was also our thing. The second time Traveler dropped, I was on that. Because I had gone to Silver Dollar City before there was a time Traveler.
Mm-hmm. You're an OG fan.
I am an OG. Yep, I am. I am. But, yeah.
I am.
Favorite ride?
Ooh, the wooden one that looks like it's going to break and feels like it's going to break every time you're on
Thunderation.
It?
Thunderation? Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know the name, but I know every time I get on it, I know in my brain. I'm like,
upside
there's
down?
No way they'd let
the
me.
The old one?
The old
yeah,
wooden
that,
one.
Yeah, that's Thunderation.
Yeah. And you could feel when you're on it. Yep. You're like, this thing should not be running.
Nope.
But I loved it.
Nope. You can feel when you get off of it, too.
Yeah. You're like, wow.
It's a daily experience.
Is this legal?
Like, I don't think it should be. Every time, it's like every year I go back and I ride that ride, and somehow it's worse than the year before.
Wow.
I don't know if it's that I'm like getting older or if that the ride is getting worse, but it's like every time. We're aging together. Me and Thunderation, we're in this together. We are one.
It makes me wonder like what year it was built. Like,
oh, it was like one of the first roller coasters there, I think. It might have been the first roller coaster there.
How old Silver Dollar City?
I don't know either.
Yeah.
It gives
pretty
like,
old.
Like 2007. Like that's what it gives. I don't know why. I don't know where I got that from.
No, it's earlier. It's older than that. Mm-hmm. Cuz before a little bit of lore. Before Silver Dollar City, there was Celebration City.
Huh?
Mhm. And it was in Branson as well. And it was also kind of an amusement park-esque thing. Mm-hmm. But they shut it down and it just sits like in Branson. Oh, and it's like abandoned. Yeah, and it's super creepy. But we actually have like the Silver Dollar City souvenir cup. So we have a 2006 cup.
Oh.
And it has like Celebration City advertising on it.
Oh.
And so they discontinued that you can't bring a cup from last season and get it refilled. You have to buy a new cup every season unless you bought the cup before like 2010 or something. So we like bring these ancient cups.
Honestly?
And like refill them, and they're like twice the size
because
they've cut their sizing down too. And so it's like, you know what? I'm bringing this cup.
You know, I think I have a lemonade cup from when I went as a child. You're telling me if I show up with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it like 7-Eleven like bring your cup day, and you can like fill it? Oh,
it's every day is bring your cup day if it's older than 2010.
Yeah,
but not if it's not.
Yeah.
Well, I knew it's at least. Silver Dollar City goes back to at least, I'm going to date myself real quick, but mid to late 80s, because I was born in 82, and I think I was around 4 or 5 when we went as a family. The Thunderation, probably late 80s, early 90s, because like Timberwolf is about the same age, and Worlds of Fun, if that still exists. I think maybe close now.
But I think they did close
it's the
it
shakiest
down.
Ride ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that one.
But just ask about the favorite ride. It's between probably Time Travelers, because it is fun, and also the first drop going down right away, going up.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I didn't know that.
No, same.
Was great. And then maybe Outlaw Run. Because it's fast and furious. It's done in like 45 seconds, but it is a blast. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I think those are both my favorites as well.
Yeah.
Jimmy Tonk, my favorites. But I used to go to Silver Dollar City with my friends, and I would tell them that, like, because on Time Traveler, you get in your car and it spins once before you go down the giant drop.
Right.
So if you're facing forwards, you'll mm-hmm. be facing backwards when the drop hits.
Okay.
So I'd be like, no, don't worry. Like, we're going to be facing forward because we're getting in the car facing forward.
Oh, that's
and
so
then
funny.
It would, like, spin around at the last second. And then they'd be like, look at me. And I was like,
whoops.
Oopsies. I forgot.
I feel like they need to add the, like, what is the deal? Is it like Disneyland where it's like the, you go all the way up and then they take the photo and everyone does like the slow-mo thing and then it
yeah,
drops?
Yeah, like the Tower of Terror.
Universal?
Yeah, Tower of Terror. So yeah, the Tower of Terror ride.
Where?
Hollywood Studios.
Like, oh, it opens, totally like, goes wrong. Out and the doors open up and no, it's a pretty view.
Drop.
Yup.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was another great ride. It's the log or the water ride in the raft.
Yeah.
What's the name
so,
of
it?
American
lore. So the one in the log is American Plunge.
Yeah, the other
but
one.
The one in the raft, it used to be called the Lost River of the Ozarks, but now it's the one that goes up. Is the one you're talking about on the elevator? Yeah. That's called something else. It's called like River
and Mystic River Falls. Yes. The app helps. Yeah, so that's one. So, for local folk, it's like it's for the world of fun. It combines like the Fury of the Nile raft ride, which is fun, and then takes you up and drops you like the monsoon does a world of fun. So, it is a great water ride. Mm-hmm. Also, if you're not somehow wet after that, there's little punks with like the quarters and then the water gang. You're like, okay, I'm done. I'm not very wet. This isn't bad. And all of a sudden, a water gun is squirt like. Giant water gun squirts you in the back because all of a sudden it scares you, surprises you, and you get soaked. It's fun to watch if you're not the person on the raft.
Yeah,
but it's brutal when you're not that wet and you get soaked. But
yeah.
I did that a lot
before,
as a kid. I was that kid behind that water gun. Yes. I'd show up with a pocket full of quarters and just shoot.
You know what you look like? You liked. You know,
this feels like an insult.
No, it's not an insult, but I mean like you seem like you liked that the ride at Silver Dollar City where you go in the boats and you like shoot each other.
I did like that ride.
Mm-hmm. I
do like that ride.
That's good. No, I'm just like, you just seem like you like that ride. I just don't. It's not an insult.
It's not I'm an insult. Not sure.
Okay.
I'm unsure.
Well, a little more history. Ooh, eyebrow raise, because you guys care about that. Before the river, whatever it's called, was one of my favorite rides as a kid, the Lost River of the Ozarks. And it was by the Giant Barn Swing.
Oh.
And it was, like, really fun. It was so fun. It didn't do the whole elevator thing like this one does, the Mystic River one.
Mm-hmm.
But it would, like, go and you'd like go under the skull in the cave and like you'd get in the cave and it'd like drum. It was like dun dun.
Ooh.
Dun dun and it's like completely dark and you're just like
guys
it's so fun. I miss that ride all the time. The line was always so long and then they took it out. Sad day for Chloe.
I wish more roller coasters put more soundtracks along the ride. Like, I really do love, like the drums. Like, if, whenever you're, like, or when you're going up the Mamba and they start playing that one music for, like, a little bit. And then I went again, like, a year later and it wasn't there. So I don't know if there is still music. But I was, like, going up and it was like, da-na-na-na-na-na-na. And I was like, oh, I love this.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
It's like my own little theme song.
My favorite is, like, the dialogue before Outlaw Run. Where it's Dolly Parton, I think it is. I think it's Dolly Parton because she does a lot of stuff in Branson. Like, she has a Dolly Parton Stampede.
Yeah.
But it's the Outlaw Run, and it's they come back, and she's like, it's going to be a wild ride.
Yeah.
And then you, like, go, and it plays that, like, colonial, like, Wild Western music, and it's like, whoa. And, like, the horse noises go.
Yes. I love this soundtrack so much.
It's so funny. Oh. I love it.
That I remember the Mamba used to always own. It maybe still does. The Mamba is about to strike.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the Outlaw Run is that it is the funny. But I was gonna say, you mentioned the giant barn swing. That may be my most underrated ride. Like,
me too.
It is
me too.
Like, it's a fun little ride that you go parallel to the ground several times. That's a weird feeling. Mm-hmm. So my daughter wouldn't do it the first time I did it. She's like, no. But she finally tried it and was like, this is awesome. You get a giant breeze. So what's both of yours, like, underrated Silverado City ride?
Mine would be the Barton Swing, because I went 2 years ago. It was my sophomore year in college. I mean, all my friends, we went and drove up to Branson for a day just mm-hmm. to go to Silver Dollar City, and I was like, I really want to ride the Bard Swing, and they were like, that's so stupid though. And then we got in line for it, and they were like, I'm not getting on that. And I was like, there's a five-year-old in front of us,
right?
Get on this ride with me. And they were like, well, we'll just hold your stuff. So I rode it by myself sitting next to two children, and then I got off and I was like, did it look scary? And they were like, yes it did.
Well, the thing about the Barn Swing is that, like, a million people can go at a time.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many seats. The line's
so fast, it's so worth it.
And so it's like, yeah, it's not.
And it does look a little scary at first, because, like, mm-hmm. it powers you forward and backward. But if you ever look wet after the water ride, hop on the Barn Swing. It dries you off a little bit. But also, you as high as up you, and it's a blast. It's a great ride.
I like that one. You do. I don't know, my favorite underrated, I mean, the Barn Swing is always good, but I feel like Wildfire is underrated. Like, there's never a line for Wildfire, and I don't really know why. Like, I think that Wildfire is so fun. I hit it every time I go.
Which one's Wildfire?
It's the one, and you're in a seat of four, and you have, like, the harness, and it's next to American Plunge, the water, the log one.
I think I know
what
you're talking about.
And I think. You're in a car of four. Is mm-hmm. the most notable feature. And,
okay.
And you, I like, are strapped in. About. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes upside down and
okay,
stuff.
Okay, okay,
okay. Mm-hmm. I agree with Chloe. There is never a line. Mm-hmm. And as of the moment, on the app, there's actually no wait time. Mm-hmm. But 15 minutes for Time Traveler. Well, so Wildfire is one of those that's, yeah, there's hardly ever a line. Mm-hmm. But it's a fun ride. You can ride it over and over and over. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we used to do. We used to just go back and, like, go mm-hmm. again. But Wildfire is, like, it could be sudden death. Like it's happened to me a couple times. It's happened to me a couple times where, like, I scoot my head ever so forward.
Oh.
And that's the last thing I ever do, because then my head, like, starts rattling in the seat thing, like, bouncing back and forth. And then I get, like, a stellar migraine for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I think that's why they say don't lean forward on a roller coaster. Because especially if it starts going, then you, like, knock the back of your head.
Yeah,
and that it hurts.
No, but it's like I'm going down, and so my body's strapped in, but it's like my head is just, and then it goes back up, and then my head is bouncing around like a pinball.
Chloe the bobblehead.
Yeah, on Wildfire, and it hurts.
Oh. No, the only, like, underrated ride I can think of is the Boomerang at Worlds of Fun. I love the Boomerang.
That one got me. That was my version of Jimmy being like, I can't do spinning rides.
Oh.
Like, I had...
Backwards.
Oh,
backwards,
man.
Bad.
I'm a Silver Dollar City girl. I go to amusement parks, and I, like, ride rides. I came to Worlds of Fun this summer and rode the Boomerang. And I got off that, and I was like, I can't ride another ride today. I cannot do this. What? I feel... horrific. Aww. Like, I felt so bad. It, like, aww, messed me up. No. And I was like, I can't do it. I can't do this. And so I didn't get to ride the Mamba. Aww. I rode the Patriot.
Okay.
But I didn't get to ride, like, the notable ones. And yeah. I was like,
that's so sad.
I know.
Speaking of notable ones, I think we can't have a Solar City episode without mentioning Fire in the Hole.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the classic.
It is.
And sure, the ride itself isn't a thrill ride, like, but no. As for kids, it's fun. But it is a fun little. It is not as fun as the line is long, I think. But it is a fun ride. You have to ride it when you're there because it is the classic ride, I feel.
But also, I like Fire in the Hole's line the most because it takes you through a little thing that makes you feel like you're entering it. Like, you go into, like, this little cave, and then you go through the line, and then you, like, go through this, like, weird tiny little hallway, and then bam, roller coaster. And I do like that.
I have some unfortunate news for you.
Oh, no. Did they came? No.
They moved it.
What?
They moved Fire in the Hole. It's not it's not in the graveyard anymore like it used to be, what you're talking about, and you go into the fire station.
No.
It's in Fireman's Landing now.
Oh, I didn't know it used to be somewhere else. I just know it is where it's been the last couple of years. So
It was originally in the spot right across from Powder Keg, right before the hill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was by the graveyard
with the red gate and the little, and it was like a fire station set up. And
while you waited in line, you could read the funny little headstones.
Yeah, and they had the funny headstones. Yeah, it's not there anymore. I'm sorry.
I'm boycotting.
Well, it's funny. They made a whole big
thing. I cannot afford tickets.
No, the tickets are crazy.
They're so expensive.
$90 to get in the door.
And the snacks?
Oh. So yummy, though.
They're so good, but they're like $100.
So yummy, though.
You want lunch and a drink? Take out a loan.
Hey, unless you have a cup unless you have a 15-year-old cup, then you're in luck. But yeah, I know, Fire in the Hole. Well, they made a whole thing about it. This is the last of the original Fire in the Hole, and, like, it's going to be different now. And then they just, it's like they picked up the ride, and they just put it in a different spot. It's the same exact ride.
But do they still have the cave line? Like, where you go in the little, like, dark room, and they have, like, the...
No, it's different now. But you still do go in a dark room.
It made you feel like you were, like, going mining. Like, it was like...
I think you may be talking about the Lost River of the Ozarks line.
Am I?
Where you go through the cave and it has the misters.
Yeah.
And, like, there's, like, the little...
Yeah, it's a dark little hallway. Yeah. You're in a cave and there's little lights on the wall.
Yes, that's the Lost River of the Ozarks one that's unfortunately also shut down.
What? Why? I listen. First of all, I'm confidently wrong for, like, 5 minutes. And no, both of my favorites are gone.
Well... Technically, only one of them is gone.
Listen.
I mean, Fire in the Hole's still there. Just not there. It's relocated.
That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Okay, I gotta ask, because Paige probably not, but Chloe, they've been inside the Marvel Cave at Solidar City. Near the entrance to the cave?
Oh, yeah, I know the entrance. I've never actually gone into the cave
ever. Okay, you have to go. It is... Like, I mean, it's all natural, but it is a wonder. Like, it is, if you're ever out there on a hot day, go there. It's a blast. You start out down, like, 500 steps or something, and down, like, a way down, and you're in this cathedral room, they call it. You look up, and you can see where you came in, and it's a giant, open, like, cave room. And then you walk through the cave and see all this cave stuff. But going down to the very bottom and looking up, it is incredible. It is maybe, like, when the first time I went there a couple years ago, it was a highlight of mine. It was like, that was more fun than the roller coasters are fun, but it was so different that, the Marvel Cave might be the most underrated thing at Sylvanar City.
Really?
Because people are there for the rides, but the cave, it's crazy. Like, it's spectacular.
Okay. So. No, I would love that, actually.
I've never gone into the cave.
I'm a big cave girl.
Really?
I find rocks really fascinating.
You know where,
Dr. Stone mentioned.
Who? Well, you know, because there's lots of caves. Okay. Lots of caves down there.
There is.
And fantastic caverns.
Is that what they're called?
Well, no. So fantastic caverns is my favorite inside joke because I think that they spend like far more money on advertising. I want to know their advertising budget.
Dude,
because it's like this.
The entire drive to Branson is big billboards.
Well, no,
fantastic caverns.
Yes, it is. And up here, I drive on 71 in Kansas City, and there is a Fantastic Caverns billboard. There's at least two in the Kansas City metro area.
Who is funding this?
I don't know, because also one time I was coming back from from Colorado on 435, and there was another sign there that was for Fantastic Caverns. That's this little baby cave in Springfield. And it's like we went to it on our second grade field trip. It was cool, but it was like, it's a cave. I don't understand. I don't get it.
I do not either. Especially, like, because, like, for some reason, when I imagine, like, driving to what's the Ocean's a Fun version? What's
it called? Whitewater?
Whitewater. When you're driving into Whitewater to, like, instead of just doing the walk, like, if you're driving into it, we always ended up at, like, in the line. And the whole time you're in the driving line, it's just, like, six billboards. Fantastic Caverns.
Which is so
and it's
funny
like,
to me.
I'm in line for another amusement park. I'm
literally.
I'm not.
The funniest part to me is that Fantastic Caverns is the other way. Fantastic Caverns is in North Springfield. And so they have the signs, like, while you're going down Branson, and it's, like, a million signs for Fantastic Caverns. And it's, like, you're going to have to make, like, a fat U-turn and drive an hour up.
Ironically, like, when I did drive from Fayetteville, so Fayetteville is in northwest Arkansas, and we drove from Fayetteville to Branson, I think I maybe saw three billboards for Fantastic. Why? I
don't know.
Why are they up here and not by people who live by them?
Don't know. Don't
Seems
know.
Weird. Maybe they're hiding the rest of the cheese in there.
What?
The Cheese Cave! Do you not know the Cheese Cave?
No.
Oh my god. I am so excited to introduce this to you. So, a part of Missouri lore is...
What?
We have a lot of cheese.
Okay.
And when I say a lot, I mean, like, way more than you think.
Okay.
Like, enough to stack up to the size of this house.
Of cheese?
Yes. Cheese wheels.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, we have too much cheese. And so they stuck them in a cave in, where is it? Jeff City, I think? I don't know exactly where the cave is, but there is a cave in Missouri full of cheese.
Hmm.
And that's the only thing in it. That's its only purpose, is to hold the cheese.
That's amazing.
Right? I'd go see that cave.
I would too.
I'd rob the cave, but I'd go to the cave.
I would go to the cave too.
Hey, like, are they going to notice one cheese wheel missing?
Surely not.
And if it's Parmesan, oh, you're coming home with me.
My favorite cheese is Colby Jack.
But just like imagine like pasta out of a cheese wheel. Like the real chef kind where they like cut it in half and you like cook it in the wheel. I've always wanted to try that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Have you guys ever tried it?
No.
No? Oh. In my dreams.
So Silver Dollar City.
So Silver Dollar City. Back on topic. I don't know. I do think though we should bring up the fact that they do dress in what years are they technically?
The 18, I would say 18
??
80s, 90s.
80s, 90s, maybe?
Yeah. Because it's technically, look, my history class has taken a toll on me.
Yeah.
So it's technically after, like, the Industrial Revolution, clearly, because there's a train going through it.
Right.
But it's before, like, I mean, it could be early 1900s, but I imagine that it's definitely before the 20s, at least. So I'd say between 1880 and 1910, maybe.
So as our expert, why?
I don't know. Fun theme.
Why? Like, there's, like, three, there's only two known, that I know, themed theme parks.
Mm-hmm.
Disney, and they dress up as characters, and Silver Dollar City, where they dress in old-timey clothes. Why?
I don't know.
Why?
It's just fun.
Is it, like, just the marketing side of it? Like, just to be fun and cool?
Or... I mean, it's also, like, in the middle of the woods, so it's, like,
maybe
it's, like, rustic, like, low-key. Yeah.
And I wonder, too, like, is because it's down in the Ozarks, where they had mines and caves, maybe, like, I don't know, that's the only other thing I can think of. But I do, the people that make stuff, I don't look at them, too, I don't, like, go there and watch too much of them, but it is kind of fun to watch them make stuff every once in a while. Like, it's because it's something you don't think about, because, you know, things are made differently nowadays, but it is fun to look at the stuff.
Yeah.
So. I do love watching them, like, carve the walking sticks.
Oh, and the blacksmith, and it smells like blacksmith over there.
It does.
Like metal. But, yes, it is fun, and they really do stick with the colonial thing.
They do.
I don't know.
They're committed.
Yeah, they are committed.
It makes me wonder if there's, like, if they're told, like, once they're hired, if they're like, if you act like you're in this century, that's, like, a mark or something. Like, I wonder if there is, like, they do something to be like, you have to stay in character.
Probably.
Because there's the one woman, like, by the, oh, it's like the bar show with the...
Oh, the saloon?
Yeah, the saloon. Like, the lady out front that yells, like, she yells something every time when the show's about to start, like, come on down, folks! And see, like, it's in character, right? Like, and she's dedicated. Mm-hmm. It is interesting, but it is like the Wild West saloon, old-timey. It's about that 1880s, 1890s tough theme. And but they're dedicated. I give the actors props.
I do love it. I can't help but ask why.
It's hot in the summer. Yeah. You go and you're sweating in there in those long petticoats and
corsets.
Yeah.
And you're telling me you're in a corset at a theme park?
Walking around in a bonnet?
I know. It's way too hot at theme parks for me to see anyone in a corset. Every time I do, I'm like, I have to bow down to you because yeah. I would pass out.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah. No, one time I went with my friends to Silver Dollar City with my old coworkers at Forever 21. Shout out. RIP. Rest in peace forever. And one of my friends actually like had to go to like the medical camp out.
Is that still in theme?
I don't know. I think the outside of it is.
Ah, nice.
I don't think the inside of it is. But I didn't know that they had a medical thing. And then she, like, sent us pictures in, like, this, like, hospital bed-esque setup. And I was like, oh.
I think they, like, legally have to have, like, a
right.
like a health station.
Right. Right.
All of a sudden you start finding out you have the same diseases as, like, the Oregon Trail video game.
Like, yeah. Diphtheria. You have dysentery.
They're like, you're hired.
Yeah. You have dysentery from the whitewater water. No. What you get it from is, this freaks me out. I hate it. Is when I go to get in a roller coaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's wet butt marks on it.
Dude. Or you put it on your shoulders and you're like in a shirt that kind of like is lower in the front or a tank top and you feel the sweat from the last person. And it's like, oh. Okay.
You always hope it's from, like, the water ride, like, they're wet, not from sweat, but you never know.
It's sometimes terrifying. You're on one that doesn't have water.
But
yeah,
it's super nasty.
It is. So. It's, and I think that about all, like, theme parks. I'm like, if there's, like, open water, like a pond, and, like, no, I'm not. No. Ugh, but we have gone over 30 minutes. Unfortunately, we have to end it. I'm sorry, guys.
Bye.
I'm definitely excited to go Christmas time, though, and see the millions of lights that they have to offer. So I've seen pictures, not seen it in person.
Yeah, you can still go and attend at Christmas time. So it's not too late.
Yeah.
But
shout out theme park.
I know.
But thank you so much, Jimmy, for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for joining.
On our episode.
Right
this
now,
week, we've got
a couple stories. On two.
Ooh.
One is about the Veterans Day tree in Drexel that they set up, and
that's
the other
so sweet.
Is about Harrisonville's new public works director.
Ooh.
I know. Very interesting. Ooh. Yes.
I have a story, and it's...
Do you?
It's getting some traction. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. I got to write like a little teaser to it before I like read out the whole thing, and I'm having so much fun with it.
Paige is famous.
Not in a great way, but, you know, I'm having a lot of fun. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. I'm really enjoying this.
I love.
But, yeah, so if you guys want to read some drama, check out the paper. I'm covering all the aldermen's, and there is definitely some drama going on. Mm-hmm. So check it out if you are a little curious and you want to know what's happening. But follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Leave comments per usual.
Leave comments. Let us know if there's a certain topic you guys want us to talk about next time. But I think that's everything.
Until then, we will see you.